Next session is up. We were staying with Seth for a little bit, but slowly moving sideways. Give it up and enjoy.
Hi. Thank you. My name is Sachin Prabhu, and I work with IBM. And what we are discussing here is one of the major problems we had when implementing the SMB service for Ceph. So a quick introduction. I'm part of IBM, came from Red Hat after the acquisition. I'm part of the Ceph team, and we work on the SMB service, as described before. And we also have a GitHub page for our standalone projects, which we do as part of the team. So most of the stuff I'm talking here is part of the Ceph repo, but some of the bits I use for testing are hosted at this location. So quick, the Ceph SMB service. This is an SMB manager module. We export a Ceph FS volume over SMB. To do this, we use Samba in a container, which is part of the Samba container project. This is one of these projects which are hosted on our GitHub page. And we use a new Samba VFS module called VFS Ceph New. Now, before we get to the problem, I need to talk a bit about the forking model in Samba. Now, every time you have a new connection coming in to Samba, a new client connection coming in, we fork a new process. The UID, GID of the process is switched to the authenticated user. Now, there are many reasons for doing this. And some of them, the main reasons are portability. It makes easier to write code, which is run on several platforms. We do not have to keep switching the UID, GID of the process. We just switch the UID, GID at the authentication time and just let it run. And robustness, so if one of the client connection dies, it does not take the whole server down with it. But this forking model also leads us to this problem we describe here. Now, imagine we have a large number of simultaneous clients connecting to the Samba server. Each of the connection leads to a new process. Each process then has to connect to the backend CephFS volume. It uses the libcephfs library. Now, each libcephfs connection has its own metadata and data cache. Now, once you have an I/O which starts, each of these connections, the cache keeps growing. Eventually, it leads to memory depletion, causing the server to die. So to reproduce this problem, the reproducer is part of another project, other of our projects, which is the SIT test cases. It's a simple Python script which uses the SMB protocol Python module. And all it does is it opens up multiple threads. Each thread opens up a new client connection on the Samba server. We then open and close multiple files, and we perform I/O on it. And what we noticed is this is on a test Ceph cluster with three nodes, a three-node Ceph cluster. A fourth node was used to run the client tests. And what we noticed is after 100 simultaneous connections, we could bring down the server because of this memory pressure. So the solution which we propose is the libcephfs proxy. Now, this has just been added to the Ceph repo, upstream Ceph repo. We also have a design document available in the Ceph repo at that location. Now, the main objective for this particular project is to avoid independent connections, cache connections for each client connection. So in this particular case, with the proxy enabled, we have run a test on the same test cluster, we were able to simulate 1,000 simultaneous connections. The proxy solution itself has two parts. One is the libcephfsd daemon process, and the second is a proxy library. Now, this proxy library it sits in the same location where your libcephfs library sits. So clients are linked to the proxy library instead of the actual libcephfs library. The daemon connects to the CephFS volume using the actual libcephfs library. And what it does is it centralizes all the requests. It listens on a Unix socket. And the clients use this Unix socket to connect to the daemon. All the requests are funneled through the daemon process. And what we do is we end up limiting the cache to this particular process itself. So the libcffs proxy library, we provide a subset of low-level cffs API calls. And as mentioned, it's used in place of libcffs.so. In this case, there is no caching done on the client itself. All it does is forwards a request, which is coming in, through the daemon process over the Unix socket. The same configurations, client configurations, share the same connection. Every time we have a new client connection coming in with a different configuration, a new connection to this FFS volume is created. Now, because the clients can mount different subdirectories within the volume, so that means some calls require special handling, and these are the getcwdchdir. Finally, for testing, our colleagues in QE decided to test this. We used, or the QE team uses a project product called Spec Storage, which is used to perform these tests. The tests were done on a cluster which had CTDB enabled, but all the testing was done on a single Samba server, so we don't actually use a cluster. We test against a single Samba server. The mount was using a SIFS kernel mount, and those are the product versions we used. Now, as expected, there are two different workloads we use here. One is the software build, which simulates a make on a software project. This is very metadata heavy. And the second is a video data acquisition, where we simulate reading data from a stream, a device like a camera, and writing to a single file. And as expected, we have higher latency, which is higher for the build process, the process which requires a lot more metadata calls. And also, the throughput decreases. So this is something we are still working on. Now, for future plans, we are planning to reintroduce the metadata cache on the client end, because service like Samba is very metadata heavy. So we think that the performance can be improved by adding a metadata cache on the client end. However, this right now is blocked, because we have invalidation calls which are allowed from Ceph, but these are asynchronous. These are just kept in the queue, and it's invalidated on the Ceph end, which opens a window for data corruption. So we are in talks with the Ceph developers to have a synchronous invalidation callback calls added to Ceph. So once that is in there, we would be able to implement a metadata cache and hopefully improve performance. We are also considering other options for the connection between the proxy library and the daemon. Just last week, we tested using shared memory and a mutex for serialization. However, the performance gains we noticed was quite marginal, so it wasn't too good. So we are still considering other ideas, but that's still under development right now. And finally, we only support those low-level APIs which are used by the VFSF new module. So going forward, we expect to add more of these low-level API calls. Yep, that's it. Thank you very much. Any questions, please? Okay.